It's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and by the BioT Testosterone Therapy Center. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Pace Mannion.
Pace Anybody? Mannion. Help me out.
Invented some salsa?
He was a college basketball All-American for the University of Utah back in the late 70s, early 80s, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Pace Mannion.
The name sounded familiar, but I couldn't place
Mannion.
Pace.
Played sparingly in the NBA. He was always a breaker name to me, Pace Mannion. White guy, shooter.
Yeah.
All right, what a night for LeBron two nights ago in Golden State. He scored his 20,000th career point and handed out his 5,000th career assist in the same game. He's the youngest to 20,000 by a mile, and a lot of people are starting to wonder if he can catch Kareem, who holds the all-time points record with over 38,000. The answer to that, if he wants to, he will. I think he can do whatever he wants. I think he can score whatever he wants. You know, he said once, I could win the scoring title every year if I wanted to, and I think he's exactly right. He could score 40 a night if he wanted to, but he's also a team player.
Yeah.
So I think if he gets it in his sights and he decides that he wants to break Kareem's record, he can absolutely do it. I don't think he will because I don't think he's caught up in points, but he could.
Yeah.
He has a good chance because he had a head start, too.
Yep.
Starting at, what, 18?
Kareem spent 4 years in college.
Right.
Three playing varsity ball, but yeah. On the other end of the spectrum, scoring-wise, you had Nets forward Reggie Evans, who had a really weird line the other night. 23 rebounds and 2 points. Only the seventh player in NBA history to score two or fewer with that many rebounds. Dennis Rodman, our headliner at TicketStock, did it 5 times, including one game where he had 28 rebounds and no points.
Good Lord.
How is that possible?
So he just gets the rebound and immediately passes it?
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of them are defensive boards, of course.
Yeah.
But on the offensive boards, he had to have gotten, what, 10 offensive boards?
You would think so.
He just kick it back out.
Yeah, he just doesn't even look to put it back up.
He's the first name that came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has done that?
Right. I've seen 4 different NFL mock drafts in the last 2 days, including Mel Kiper's first official mock, and there seems to be a disagreement on the quarterback position. Kiper does not have a single quarterback going in the first round.
I think he's got it right.
But Dana Brugler at NFL Draft Scout has Geno Smith going first overall to Kansas City.
Yeah, we got Geno Smith.
The other drafts have the Chiefs taking Luke Jokel first out of A&M. Kiper has the Cowboys taking Jonathan Cooper, the stud guard from North Carolina, in the first round. But Rob Rang from CBS has Dallas taking Mike Glennon, the quarterback.
Oh my gosh!
From NC State. There's really? No way they would
Let's
do
get that.
That
first guy on retainer yeah. in April and take mm-hmm. a lineman. That'd be awesome.
The Cowboys will hope to land a future Hall of Famer in the draft like they did many years ago with Larry Allen, who should punch his ticket to Canton in a couple of weeks. Allen was named one of the 15 finalists this week, along with Michael Strahan, Warren Sapp, and Jonathan Ogden. Those 4 guys will almost definitely get in. But on the bubble again will be Chris Carter, Tim Brown, and Charles Haley, who's a finalist.
When they have discussion in the room, will any of them bring up the Larry Allen challenge? And will that
What's the Larry Allen challenge?
That he could beat up a chimpanzee.
I'm sorry?
Yu Darvish may one day end up in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but he's already being immortalized in Japan. Plans have been announced for a Yu Darvish Museum. It's going to be built in Hyogo in the southern part of Japan and should be open in November. At 26, he's got to be one of the youngest ever to get his own museum. Can you think of anybody younger?
What do you have to put in the museum at that point? Your toys when you were a kid?
Stuff?
Stuff. Okay, yeah, I'll talk to someone else about it some other time.
Things.
Yeah, Rich just answered. Things.
His answer isn't things? That much better, Craig.
Major League Baseball announced a big money deal with T-Mobile as the game's official wireless carrier.
I thought that was a rapper.
No, T-Mobile is a wireless carrier.
IT.
It was up.
One change that T-Mobile is going to make at every ballpark: no more old-fashioned phone in the dugout to call the bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
It's now going to be done through a wireless voice system. Most markets will make the switch this year, and by 2014, every ballpark we'll have the new system, and the old-fashioned bullpen phone will be a relic.
I hope it's good service. What's that? You wanted a what?
A right-hander. What? You want something with ham? Did you say ham? Some kind of ham?
Oh, hold on. This stadium's in a bad sell.
Let me call you back.
You have to leave him in for a few more batters.
They're proposing a new football stadium in Las Vegas, an $800 million facility that will house UNLV Athletics and hopes to attract a lot of concerts and other big events. And Jerry is not going to be happy about this next note. The stadium will feature a 100-yard-long giant vidya board.
How about that?
It will hang on a wall above the lower stands on one side of the stadium. So you'll have the press box and the decks and all that on one side, and they'll look at this giant vidya board. Jerry's vidya board is about 60 yards long, so this Vegas board will dwarf it.
So this will help attract what to Vegas? Outside of maybe a
gamblers.
BCS game, but is that stadium going to be big enough to hold a BCS game compared to some of these other stadiums?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to pay back. If they're going to be able to make maybe because Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, they'll get all sorts of stuff, you know, from concerts to shows, yeah.
And shouldn't Vegas have the biggest TV in the world?
Yeah,
place so over the top.
We're going to be able to see A.J. McCarron's girlfriend and Brent Musburger's object of lust at the Super Bowl. Catherine Webb has landed a job as a reporter for the week in New Orleans with Inside Edition.
Yeah, we'll see her media day,
yeah.
Gordo.
She's got kind of cow catcher teeth.
What?
Look into it.
You're crazy.
New York's highest court ruled last month that subway grinders, who are men who get their jollies by rubbing up against women on trains. Gordo's been described as a grinder.
Yeah. I've never been described as that.
Grinder.
That these grinders cannot be charged with felonies as long as they don't use force to restrain their victims. They only will be committing misdemeanors that usually result in no jail time. So grinders are basically free to grind. How creepy is that?
Very.
I grind every guy's night out in ticket stock.
See? You're a grinder.
Try to find a place where people are congregated and try to weave through the crowd, grinding.
Look for some guy who...
What?
29-year-old Marquise Diggs entering the county administration building in Jersey City for a hearing in family court over his mother's restraining order against him. That's a red flag.
Oh my gosh.
Became the most recent drug possessor not to have realized that he might be subjected to a search. Police confiscated 32 baggies of marijuana. He goes into a courthouse with 32 baggies of marijuana and doesn't think he's going to be searched.
The maximum is 30.
And 32-year-old Cleland Ayerson got a sentencing break in Fort Lauderdale when federal judges pitied him. He got only house arrest and community service because his crime, trying to pass a fake $500 million bill...
All right.
Was seen by the judge as just silly.
I'm sorry, you're too silly.
And finally, two men are playing golf. They find themselves stuck behind two slow-playing women. Ticked off, one of the men runs up to them and asks if they can play through. He then runs back to his buddy and says, "Wow, when I got close to them, I realized it was my wife and my mistress together, so you're going to have to go ask him." So the other guy runs up to the two women, then turns around and runs back and says, "Wow, small world."
Dang.
Oh, jeez.
This has been another enjoyable edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, ranked the third most enjoyable radio segment in North America, behind only The Osgood File with Charles Osgood and High Carumba with Pioline.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting.
There's no way he
will see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.